Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. The government will miss its housing delivery targets this year and next year by thousands of homes. That's the prediction made in two significant reports published in the past week. The government has a target to build 41,000 homes by the end of this year. The central bank says it will only build 35,000. A separate report from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland predicts the government will miss its housing completion targets by 9,000 over the next 2 years. And the property consultant Mitchell McDermott said in January that the government has little chance of achieving its overall target of building 300,000 homes by the end of the decade. The Minister for Housing, James Brown, admitted in the Dáil this week that apartment delivery in Ireland has collapsed. The Minister is with us now in our studio. Minister, good afternoon and thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Do you accept what all of those reports say, with all of the expertise behind them, that you have no prospect of hitting your housing targets this year?
Well, I think those reports vary from report to report, so they do, and it's very early to be getting into predictions for this year or for next year, but there is a challenging situation out there. There's no question around that, and I think the collapse in apartments building in Dublin City very much is driving those challenges around reaching those targets, so they are, and where a lot of those predictions that we won't meet our targets are, I think, are based around the issue with delivering those apartments in Dublin. Housing outside of Dublin, generally speaking, is moving along, relatively speaking, on target, so it is. And we have to do something quite radical now to get those apartments going again.
Okay, and we'll come to that in a moment. But is it time for a bit of honesty here, Minister? Because people were not told the truth about housing delivery before the election. And here we have three reports all saying that you're not going to hit your targets by the end of the year. You're new in the job. Can you tell people straight whether those reports are right or are they wrong?
Well, only time will tell whether the reports are right or wrong. But what I am saying is that there is very real challenge here, and those reports do reflect that challenge that is there. And that challenge is focused around the lack of delivery of apartments in Dublin City, and that delivery is going in a completely wrong direction. So I think we're being very honest in acknowledging that there is a serious issue here in terms of meeting our targets, and that issue is delivery of apartments in Dublin. And that's why we have to look at every measure we can. We are doing some radical things already with the new Planning and Development Act, which will be commenced over the next coming months, the new Strategic Housing Office, which will be set up over the next couple of months as well, which will be used to unlock housing delivery in key larger areas across the country as well, and also then looking at a number of other areas as well. But we have to get construction streamlined, but we have to improve drastically apartment building in the city. That's where the real challenge is.
So you're saying there's radical action needed to address the collapse in apartments. Well, what radical action are you talking about?
Well, I think from the Department of Housing's perspective, the Planning and Development Act, commencing that as quickly as possible, which will change the approach around who can object to apartments being built, and streamlining judicial reviews to make them an awful lot more quickly, because we know apartments can be built relatively quickly. It's the entire timeline between somebody deciding they're going to build those apartments and the actual outturn of them. And building apartments is very different than building housing. If a developer wants to build, for example, 100 houses, they can sell house number one as soon as it's ready to go. You build 100 apartments in an apartment block, you can't sell apartment number one till apartment number 100 is finished, and all the common areas are as well. So there's a regulatory side of it, but there's also, I think, it's the financials. International finance and Irish finance are not investing in apartment building in Dublin because it is costly, and they do not see any opportunity for a profit out of it. And if you want private finance, unfortunately, profit is part of that.
And then our tax breaks to incentivize the development of apartment, are they still on the table?
Well, I think they have to be examined. Everything has to be on the table. Every lever has to be looked at in terms of how we can get a situation where we can get finance, private finance, pension funds.
But we know that the Minister for Finance, we know that the Taoiseach, they're very strongly opposed to tax breaks for the development of apartments, saying that they damaged Ireland's economy in the past. They were very expensive. How are you going to convince your Fine Gael colleagues to change their position?
Well, nobody is proposing that the tax breaks that are there in the past would make a comeback. And, you know, I haven't heard anybody making that suggestion.
What are you proposing then?
Well, look, taxation is a regulatory regime. It affects behavior. On a more simple side of it, for example, you put up taxation on cigarettes to get people to smoke less, or on fossil fuels to get people to switch to electrics. So taxation decides where people spend their money, where they invest their money, and what they do with that. And at the moment, the housing financial market in Dublin for apartments is broken. And that's just obvious from the fact that nobody wants to build apartments. They're building apartments across Europe, but not in Dublin.
So what are you proposing?
We have to examine that taxation regulatory regime and how that affects people's behaviour. And remember, it's not just, you know, you look at taxation. Is it working in terms of what is there for activating apartments on those brownfield sites in the city centre? But also you have to look at the tax that's foregone. Apartments not being built is VAT lost to the system. It's stamp duty lost to the system. And it's tax in terms of, you know, tax that would be paid by those companies building those apartments. And then also you have to look at the broader economic situation whereby we need medical professionals and technical professionals for the ICT sector coming in. Are we missing out on the economy, that side of it? I'm not saying we have to go there, but I think very much we have to examine every lever. Every lever has to be on the table, because the housing financial market in this country for apartments in Dublin is not working.
Okay. Does it frustrate you then that there is such strong opposition from your colleagues in Fine Gael to the use of tax incentives to stimulate the development of apartments?
Look, debate is important. Debate is how we get solutions, in my view, and having that open debate. So it is, and I will continue to engage with all of my government colleagues, because this is not about two ministers either. The Department of Housing, what I can do as Minister for Housing, obviously is critical, but every department, in my view, in government has a role to play. And that's why the Taoiseach has consistently said this is a whole of government approach, and why the Taoiseach is really taking the lead on housing delivery as well in this country, because it's so important to him.
Do you have the report of the housing agency on rent caps and rent pressure zones that was due to come to you this month?
No, I haven't received that yet, but I expect it now. Imminently, so I expect next week or the week after.
Do you believe rent pressure zones, which are effectively rent caps, that they are an obstacle to the development of apartments?
Well, I'm going to wait to see what the report from the housing agency says. Certainly there has been a number of, I think, statements from financial sector that's saying it is. But I think when you look at trying to get apartments built and how you can get those financial firms back involved, there is a menu of options there. I want to ensure that there is a fair balance, that renters have to be protected, and renters cannot be, for example, the only area that is simply looked at to get property apartments built in this city.
But do you believe, though, because you mentioned earlier that apartments will only be built if they're profitable, and profit only comes if rents go up. So do you believe that rents will have to increase in order for an incentive to be created to allow the development of apartments?
No, rents are only one aspect of profit for
I know, but can you
apartments.
Answer that question
taxation
straight?
Taxation is another, grants are another system.
You think rents will have to increase in order for apartments to be development of apartments to be stimulated again?
Well, that's why we asked the housing agency to look at this, to engage with the experts, to look at the situation for renters. Renters are already paying extremely high rents in this city, so we need to wait to see what the housing agency says. I'm not going to preempt what the housing agency would say in its report.
Okay.
We will have it the next week or two, and we can all then examine it, and that would be a really important part of what we do.
Would you favour allowing landlords to increase rents when a property becomes vacant?
Again, that is part of what the housing agency is looking at, that resetting piece. And a number of, again, investors have said that the resetting piece is actually more important than the actual rent cap. So there's a lot of different things in the mix there.
And is that something you would be open to?
it's something we will examine once the housing agency reports and what that mix looks like.
Okay.
But we do, as I say, renters have to be protected as well, and how we get that balance between renters and not just renters, but ensuring that we have their properties available for those who want to rent as well, because that is a growing cohort out there of people who need somewhere to rent, and looking at that balance there to ensure that we get these apartments built, which are absolutely critical. Because I believe if we solve the housing crisis in Dublin, we solve the housing crisis for the entire country.
You're planning to set up a strategic housing activation office, which is designed to try to unblock some of the infrastructure delays and to implement the planning bill. Who is going to head that up?
Well, no decision has been made on that at all, and we are anybody who feels that they would be an appropriate person, I say put your name forward.
Well, we've seen the name of Brendan McDonagh, the head of NAMA, referenced in the newspapers today as somebody who is in the mix. Is he the person, is he the maverick housing czar, the person who'll kick open the doors, as was reported in the Sunday Independent recently?
Well, look, I read the speculation. Brendan McDonagh comes with extraordinary credibility, so he does. But there's been no decision made in relation to who this person will be. But it does need to be somebody, I think, of heft, of experience.
And when will he be making that appointment?
And can lead a strong a team as well to activate these sites across the country. So they are certainly, I think, within the next 2 months, and if at all possible, sooner than that as well. So we will.
All right. There are several blockages to the delivery of new homes, which are highlighted in the Central Bank report, which came out this week. One of them is connections to utilities like water and electricity. The head of Uisce Éireann was on this programme in December, and he said that there is only capacity to provide water connections to 35,000 new homes per year for the next 5 years. How are you going to address that obstacle?
Well, additional funding will be given to Uisce Éireann, and so it will be over the coming years, and we'll be developing out the National Development Plan this summer, which will set out what that additional funding is.
But when will that problem be fixed? Because that's been known about for many, many years. Well, why are you only getting round to addressing it now?
I think part of the challenge for Uisce Éireann has been that for the historical underinvestment in our water systems in this country, going on for decades and decades, that their focus has been to a large degree on the environmental side of it, where you had significant wastewater discharges going into their seas and into our rivers.
Okay,
we're going to do is have a particular funding stream to ensure that both piping and pumping stations are made available to unlock land right across the country. So we are.
When will that funding be made available, and when will that problem be fixed?
Well, that funding will be made available in conversation with both Ministers Donoghue and Minister Chambers, and also in line with the National Development Plan. But part of what the new Strategic Housing Activation Office will be about is identifying in the different sites where the problem is, because you have different issues sites.
We know there are problems, and we know it's going to require funding to address them, and you're saying that it's going to come as part of the National Development Plan, which is later this year, which means the funding won't come on stream until next year. You then have no prospect of getting beyond 35,000 homes this year, do you?
No, I'm confident that everything that can be done to maximise the delivery of houses will be done. So, but again, the Strategic Housing Office, I agree, one of the challenges, a major challenge we have in this country, is not simply about getting the funding to deliver the housing. The political will there is to do it, but coordinating all of those utilities and making sure that whether it's the grid or Uisce Éireann or whether it's roads, that everything is being put in place in those key areas where we can maximise the delivery of housing. And that's certainly I've been focused on over the last 8 weeks since my appointment as Minister for Housing, is looking at how we can get that done, and done as rapidly as possible. I agree, we don't have time to be sitting around here, and I won't be sitting around on making these key decisions.
But you are telling us that money isn't going to come on stream until after the National Development Plan is published. I mean, people will wonder how you could publish targets which simply cannot be delivered because the water company doesn't have the capacity to make the necessary connections.
Well, targets drive delivery as well. If you don't have the targets, you can't drive Iscairn and the grid and roads and everything else you need to have. So you do have to have targets. They're absolutely critical to drive everything within the government system, within the state agency.
Even
system
targets which can't be delivered because the water, the utility companies say we don't have the capacity to meet those targets.
Well, where Iscairn or anybody identifies a shortage, we will ensure that support and that funding is put in place to deliver that support.
Okay.
So we will be doing everything
but
to ensure that happens as quickly as possible.
But you can't say when.
I can't give a particular date, but what I can say, it'll be done as quickly as possible, and we are putting every effort into ensure that that can happen, because delivering homes, whether it's social, affordable or private, is my number one priority, and I am determined to get that delivered. And when you look over the last number of years, while last year was very disappointing in terms of housing delivery, we did exceed our targets over the previous 4 years, and that has, you know, a lot of issues were raised over those 4 years as well about targets, but we were able to do that.
The Business Post highlights today a 67% increase in judicial reviews. You mentioned it as being a blockage, a problem that needs to be addressed. When will the Planning Act be fully implemented?
Well, I expect the Planning Act to be fully implemented by the end of the year. But the aspects around judicial review will be in the first phase over the next couple of months, because while it's essential people can, you know, be able to raise concerns around particular developments, I think it has become a cottage industry in this country. And in a lot of cases, I think the courts have been weaponized, not with a view to somebody actually succeeding legally in stopping a development, but that if you can delay it long enough, in effect, you get the outcome you want, which is to stop a development. That was never the intention of the courts, never the intention of judicial reviews. I'm glad to see the reforms that were brought forward by Minister Dara O'Brien, and we will be implementing them over the next couple of months.
When will that be stopped then, the idea of tabling a judicial review with the intention of effectively allowing planning permissions to expire so that those properties can't be built? When will you bring an end to that problem?
With the laws in place, it needs to be commenced, and we'll be commencing that over the next couple of months to limit those who can object to housing. Those with a legitimate concern will always be able to object. But I think this kind of wholesale objections with pure purpose of delaying, that has to come to an end.
Do you accept that if you fail, if the government fails to deliver the housing that the country needs, that there will be a major political price to pay at the next election, that you're in last chance saloon if you don't get this right?
This is the crisis of our time for this country. It has been ongoing now for a long time. So it has been, mostly because it was an under-delivery for 10 years. We have seen a significant increase in housing delivery over the last number of years. We need to see that step change. We need to go from 30, 34,000 houses a year to get us up to 60,000. That means massively activating the private sector. The government is spending record money on social affordability.
Do you accept there's a political price to be paid for that?
I believe there will be a political price to pay for failure to deliver homes for this country, and that's why I'm determined to deliver those homes to ensure that people have somewhere to live, irrespective of the political outcomes. It is the crisis of our time, and it is where my 100% focus is on providing those homes, and that's what I'll be doing over the next couple of years.
Minister for Housing James Brown, thank you very much for speaking with us today.